Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Welcome to Dope Town. How's everybody doing? I can't tell what you're saying. It's a podcast. That's not how that works. This is the premier freestyle hip hop comedy podcast, and we are, as always, Dope Town 3000. I'm Greg Smith.
I'm Zorbi Kangaka.
And I'm Sean Fisher.
That's the three of us. That's the 3000 in Dope Town 3000. Yeah. And we have such a lovely guest on today's episode. He is the co-host of a wonderful podcast about Nintendo video games, one of my nearest and dearest subjects, Nintendo Cartridge Society. He's just a sweetheart of a man. Please welcome our guest, Patrick Eller.
Thank you. A sweetheart of a man.
That's true.
I like that.
I think you are just a nice, lovely human being, and I'm asking you on a date on this podcast.
I accept your request for a date.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Well, we're going to start by freestyle rapping.
I meant on our date, Greg.
Just to get things going, we're going to check out some Twitter trending topics. Ooh. And we're going to like flex our freestyle muscle and kind of show you, prove to you that we're making this up off the top of the dome,
which is a fun way
of saying making it up.
Ah, yes.
And then you guys go on your date.
We can go on our date. Right. And Patrick, if you want to rap,
we'll just get this podcast out of the way. You guys can go on your date.
Thank you so much.
Should we reorder everything? Date first, podcast later?
Oh, that might. Depending on how the date goes, that might mess up the podcast vibe.
Yeah.
It might make it better.
That's true, too. We are taking a risk.
Mm-hmm. Either way.
We're going to pitch this as a new MTV dating show.
Date then pod.
Date then pod.
Sweet. All right. So I got a Twitter trending topics open right now. We got daylight savings. We got fake survivor facts. Hashtag I don't love you but hashtag lost an hour but gained. And then Elon Musk with the subline of Elon Musk says Kanye West inspires him.
Okay.
Yeah. Any of those sound good to you guys?
Genius inspires genius.
Tiger about Tiger Woods. Any of those sound good?
I find I lost an hour but I gained. That's kind of like inspirational.
Ooh, lost an hour. That's interesting. But gained. I'm on board with that. Cool. Let's do that one then.
I mandatorily lost an hour that was not in elective. But what I lost in 60 minutes I made up for with perspective. I know that most people thinking losing an hour of sleep is not fun. But I'm happy to gain a little clarity with the newly seen sun. I got that sun shining on me like it's daily. Yeah, you know the clouds are parting and my life has a sense of clarity. Everything is open and nothing is closed. I'm opening my life to more yeses and I'm saying no's to the fact of any no's.
Yeah, this month I'm gonna be a leader. Why? It's just closer to Easter. I'm running with my legs. Gonna find all these Easter eggs. Yeah, it's so fine and dandy. Can't wait to eat all this candy. I'm so glad and in a hurry. British stuff, they call it Cadbury.
Oh man, I'm feeling pain. Oh, maybe lost an hour, but here is what I gained. Oh yeah, woke up late, and I am stressed. Yeah, none of the clocks in my house are right. I am a mess. I am so late. Woke up 30 hours later, and I'm like, man, oh great, oh shit. Oh yeah, I got a rush. Oh man, but I'm late, so I'm missing all my bus. Yeah, miss my transportation. Yeah, man, I haven't told Max. I no hesitation to just state it. Gotta make it. I'm running. What have I just gained? It's pressure. Yes, sir. Because my phone was on my sitting on my dresser. And I have not programmed it, so I didn't have to press it. Presser,
we're in that spring semester.
So I have lost an hour, but I've gained a whole bunch of pain.
Okay, I am your professor, and I confess, professor, that I've got my own life too. My whole life is not cultivated to you. So what I'm trying to say, I will be a little clearer. You wanted your paper grades, but honey, I'm afraid that I didn't get them done. There is delay. I forgot it was daylight savings time today. So I overslept. Hey, you know I overslept. Got my brain saying, what the heck? My phone was screwing up. My phone don't give a fuck. I'm glad I'm tenured, so I still make them bucks. Goddamn.
Yeah. I am gleaming. I'm doing spring cleaning. Gonna do this work and get a massage from my wife because I clean the garage. Yeah, I am talking. Why, man, fast freaking packing boxing. Yeah, I have room so far. I can push out room for my car.
Well, it's kind of lame, but with that extra hour, I've gained some time to play some video games. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, I'm on my end, bro. I be smoking endo
while playing Nintendo. Hey.
Yeah, playing on that Switch. Oh, yeah. Making the whole world of Link my bitch. Yeah, I'm shooting arrows. I'm flying through the sky. Yeah, sitting right here, and I'm feeling so high. Yeah.
Hey, Switch shit. That is not a problem. See, I can play anywhere. Super Mario Odyssey. God damn. You know that I'm so happy. I'm feeling slappy. You know I'm throwing my guy Cappy. Ooh, god damn. Feeling get you possessed. Ooh, Mario shit. You know your boy is the best. You know I play it on the TV. You ain't ever seen me. I can also play it at a cafe at UCB.
At UCB. You can see me. I'm a dinosaur, man. They call me Yoshi. Man, playing with my bro, see? Yeah, got that red turtle. It's gonna blow, see? Yeah, playing select start. Yeah, playing on the big screen Mario Kart with my dudes. With my dudes. Yeah, then afterwards go to YouTube and be like, oh man, I see you dude playing that game on Twitch. Nah, I'm like, no dude.
Yeah, man. Oh, I'm feeling okay. I lost an hour, but I gained a platinum trophy. Yeah. It is really hard, you see, man. It is hard to get a platinum achievement. Yeah, that means I won on a hard mode. Yeah, or I did the thing without some cheat codes. Yeah. I'm not a buffoon if I'm playing Mario Kart Battle, knock out your balloons.
Yeah, playing with this dude, Philip Labies. Got the cheat code up, down, A-B. Yeah. Man, I'm kind of shady. Beating all these men, transgenders, and ladies.
Yeah, I play with everyone. Yeah, man, that's how I get it done.
Get it done with my duns. Beating daughters, man. Beating freaking sons.
I'm beating people's children. They say I gotta leave the building. Yeah, cause I make a killing. Making money, making rupees, making shillings.
Making shillings or cotillions. Nah, man. Gonna make them owes billions. Yeah. I'm about to kill, son. Yeah. Then hang out with Nathan Fillion.
Like, you're trying trying to get serenity. Yeah, Nathan Fillion is a friend to me. I may have lost an hour, but this is what I gain. All these celebrities all know my name. Yeah,
yeah.
Should I name one? Should I name some more? I am hanging at a party with Julianne Moore. Goddamn. Oh, man. I am not being hasty. Next to Julianne Moore is her co-star in Boogie Nights, William H. Macy.
Yeah, William H. Macy. I'm not bluffing. I'm the wife. Muffin or Mufflin or Hufflin or maybe she's a Pufflin.
Yeah, I think she's a penguin and she is
HR Muffin.
Puffin stuff like you, name was HR. Yeah, man, I know that I am being a great star. Yeah, cause I got break bars. Leave you feeling stuck like you are in some primordial fucking tar.
Primordial tar. That's that stuff, man. The name I thought was Felicity Huffman. Muffin. I thought her name was Muffin.
That's Felicity pretty close.
Muffin. Yeah.
It's pretty Huffman. Close to Felicity
yeah.
Muffin.
Yeah.
You know that girl who goes by Muffin? That yeah. celebrity who's named Muffin?
Yeah, you know the Muffin.
Welcome to Dope Town. We back at it. Patrick Ellis, thank you for supplying some clutch Nintendo noises during that last session.
No, you're welcome.
Makes sense.
Thank you for rapping to my interests.
Indeed, indeed. Patrick, do you have a dope story? I'm just going to get right into it. For a second, I was like, maybe there's a smooth segue. Nah, just hard cut.
Yeah, the hard cut is the segue.
Ooh.
I think it accomplishes the same thing.
Yeah.
We're there now. We're there in the dope story now.
That's true.
Hard cut.
Hard segue. Hard cut. Smash cut, too.
Smash cut, hard segue.
I lived in Hawaii for 8 months, 7 months, not a very long time. My sister and her husband were in the army and they were stationed there. And so they were going to be deployed to Iraq to fight in the war. And they were like, why don't you come out and live in our house, take care of our dog while we're in the desert. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll do that. I got nothing going on after college. Why would I? So I go out there and I'm working a job at a hotel in Waikiki, the Aqua Coconut Plaza. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible hotel. Don't stay there.
lost a sponsor.
Oh.
What is it called? One more time.
The Aqua Coconut Plaza.
Aqua Coconut. Sounds like a Mario Kart level.
It was a little bit like a Mario Kart level. Yeah. Remember, or did I say this already? I was a valet. Well, I was working
gotcha.
There, so I was driving cars, always rentals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, no one who's staying at a hotel in Waikiki is actually driving their own car.
Yeah.
It's all tourists.
Huh.
And this was also during the break between the third and fourth season of Lost,
uh-huh.
of which I am an enormous fan. I was in a band called Sonic Weapon Fence. We only wrote and performed songs about the TV show Lost. We're awesome.
Or Sonic Weapon Fence.
What are some of the song titles?
There's one that's called Kate plus No One Forever. There's one that's called Walt. Another one called Quite Unseemly Kimi. About the mercenary in season 4 who's just a bad dude.
Yeah.
But how did he get that way? This is what the song explores.
So they shot that show on Hawaii, right?
They shot, yeah, except for like 2 scenes in the whole series. They shot the whole thing on the island of Oahu, which is where I was living. And I was like, every day, anytime I went anywhere, I was like, maybe today's the day that I'm going to see someone from this show and, you know, make a fool of myself in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Never happened. Then one day I am parking cars at this hotel and the driveway was just the wrong way on a runway, one-way street. So like you came out of the driveway and then if you wanted to be a little bit illegal, you just like did a U-turn around into the parking garage to park the cars. And
just
every
a little bit illegal.
Just like a little bit illegal. Every now and then there's a cop parked on the street and we're like, all right, well, then we got to go around the block. So this is one such day, driving around the block, window down on this, I don't remember what it was, rental car. Got to have windows down when you're a valet because you never want to lock yourself out of a car that you're hopping
right.
in and out of.
That's why the windows are down all the time.
That's why the windows are down all the time, yeah. You can't get locked out if the windows are down. So I'm stopped at a stoplight, going around a block to park this car and crossing the street is Michael Emerson, the actor who plays Ben Linus on Lost. Cool.
He's like the villain of the show, right?
Yeah, he's one of the big villains, especially
perspective, actually.
He's both. This was like right after, I can't even remember what the award is now, probably like an Emmy that like Terry O'Quinn won, who plays John Locke, that he won an Emmy that year for portraying Locke, and Emerson was nominated but didn't win the award. So I'm stopped at this light and he's like standing on the corner and looking at I'm looking at him. I tried to present it like he was looking at me, like I was a curiosity to him. Obviously, that's not the case. And so I had made eye contact with him and I was just like, "You're Michael Emerson." And he said, "That's right. Who are you?" And I said, "My name's Patrick. I'm a really big fan." And he was like, "Oh, nice to meet you, Pat." I'm in a car, right? I'm in a parked car, not parked. I'm about to turn left. I'm just sitting there at the light waiting for it to turn. And I'm still like sort of locked in conversation with this guy who I've made eye contact with. And the only thing I can think to say was, "Man, you got robbed at the Emmys."
Huh.
And he said, "I don't know. Terry was pretty good this year." And then he said, "Your light's green," because my light had turned green. So I made a fool of myself in front of Michael Emerson and then parked this car.
Love it.
You got your wish.
I got my wish, but it was an awkward interaction. Yeah. And, you know, I was wearing like a dorky green Aqua Coconut Plaza shirt and parking a car.
But
I met the guy.
Yeah, you met him.
Yeah.
It was a moment.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When he said, like, "Yeah, but Terry was pretty good this year," was there like a level of, like, was it he was good this year? Or was it like...
No. It was a little bit of like, "I can't shit talk my coworker with you," you know?
"You don't know me like that."
Yeah, "You don't know me like that. We're not friends like that."
So what if he was just so real at like the...
Yeah.
He was like, "I fucking know."
Just, ugh, fuck that guy.
Or if he was like, just, "Well, I think the dude that plays Harley should have won it."
Yeah, Hurley?
Harley
Quinn was in Lost for a little bit.
It was one extra named
Harley.
Mr. Harley.
J.
That's my impression Harley. Of Harley Quinn on Lost.
It's pretty good.
Thank you so much.
There we go.
A smoke monster.
Did you ever have like a totally unreasonable customer whose car you had to valet?
Not really. Yeah. Like I said, it wasn't a very good hotel, so there weren't a lot of people going in there with unreasonable expectations.
What wasn't good about it?
It was small. It was a seven or eight story hotel, but each floor had like 10 rooms on it. So like not super big, had a really small pool. Of all the hotels that you could stay at in Waikiki, it was the most like low rent kind of place you could go. No restaurant attached. There was like a free continental breakfast, but you know, that was it. Like that's what it offered in terms of amenities: free breakfast, tiny pool. A guy died once in one of the rooms
while
I was working there.
While you were working
there? While I was working there in room 603.
Could have saved him. Just watched him.
It was a In the Air Tonight situation. Yeah.
No, it was actually a really sad situation. Like, he was there reconnecting with his daughter or something.
God. Oh,
and like every time he came down to breakfast, it was like this guy, he was like huge and like heaving and like just in bad shape all the time. And, you know, they were there for like a week, and at some point in the week we're like, "Oh man, I don't know if that guy's gonna make it through the week," and then he didn't.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it was horrifying.
Sorry.
So
in Hawaii,
if you do find yourself in the Aqua Coconut Plaza, do not stay in room 603.
You think it's haunted?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's probably haunted by his ghost.
My final question is, did you have fun at that big old house you were staying in by yourself? What'd you get into there?
It wasn't that big. And actually, no, I like Hawaii. I will never live there again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You feel the size of the island after like 3 weeks. You're like, "Oh, I can drive around this thing in 2 hours and then that's it."
Yeah.
Right. This
island
is also
fever.
Yeah, total island fever. And like I was doing music kind of like actively at the time, and there's the only music on the island of Oahu is traditional Hawaiian music and like classic rock. And if you don't want to play those two things, like, you're shit out of luck. And so I was just like, oh, it felt awful. It was also the you know, the time immediately after college where everything feels awful.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's all wrapped up together in like a nice little. So I didn't get up to very much fun stuff, to answer your question directly.
Sounds like in Hawaii you were lost.
Whoa. I think that, see, that's a nice segue. That's a very smooth segue.
It would have been it's an aural crossfade.
Oh, nice.
An aural crossfade?
An aural
crossfade.
A-U-R-A-L. I guess there's a U in there too.
Yeah, and there's a couple U's.
Okay.
Aural.
Really?
A-U-R-U-A-U-L-U.
Aural.
So there's more vowels in it?
Yeah.
Then consonants?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Like most English language.
Okay.
I mean, that's just true of the actual word, how it's really spelled. A-U-R-A-L.
A-U.
More vowels than consonants.
Yeah,
you're
right. Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. Like Sequoia, Zora.
Okay. I wish you could see Sean's neck go back and forth. It gives me so much sass right now. Yeah.
It's almost like it doesn't go forward and backwards. Yeah. It just goes side to side. There's no other way for me to communicate.
Can't shit talk vowels in front of Sean.
Yeah.
Hey, he has so many vowels in his name.
Yeah.
It's true.
Vowels are really good.
Shown. I know how AU things are spelled, okay, Zora?
You could have had a W.
Z-U-O-R-U-A-U.
Zyra.
That's not how you spell my
Zorro.
Name.
Zorro.
That's not how you spell my name.
Zoryu.
I am a consonant guy, as you can see by my
You are
my
such
last
a consonant
name.
Guy. Mm.
But it's all good.
I'm way more vowel.
Okay. Right.
I'm like right in the middle.
Oh, you're like a Y.
I'm sometimes.
I'm consonant heavy. Patrick. Patrick.
See, without the vowels, Pat-trick. It just sounds silly. But with only the vowels, it's.
Man, I tell you, like my facts, we need to relax. We're gonna go to Iraq, but for now, we're kinda wildin'. Why, man? You and I, we're on this island. Yeah, little critters, man. Dogs and mouse. Yeah, cause we got this big ass house. Yeah, we need to have it occupied by another. Why don't you call your brother?
Okay, I'll call him up. That could be right quick. Calling up my postgraduate brother known as Patrick. I'll call him up and see if he wants to stay here. And I'm making sure we're not gonna pay him here, right? He will stay here for free. Cause Hawaii is the place that you all wanna be.
Wanna be, yeah. I think he will be okay. Got him this little job, man. Call it valet.
Yeah. Yeah, that will be not short. It'll be long. He'll be at a resort. Let's call him up right now, right here. Hey, Patrick, how it's doing? Can you come over here?
Come over here. Let me see. By come over here, you mean move to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Why are you making it sound so temporary? Moving to an island feels like it'd be kind of scary.
Kind of scary, yeah. It might not be fun. You would only stay here for just like 7 months.
7 months.
Or six,
yeah.
Or seven.
Yeah, you can abuse it. Why, man? Just bring all your music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I love to do music. Yeah, it is the path that I want to choose.
Okay, but before you get carried away on that clock, you can choose classical hula music or classic rock. That's it.
Man, that's real profounding. Oh, this is starting not to sound astounding. Oh, but I got this knowledge, and I feel kind of empty right after college.
But look, man, they're just trying to hear classic rock. Why, man? We got all this freaking flaccid rock. Yeah, it's called volcanic. Why, man? All this lava can't stand it.
Here's the thing. I guess I will just eat up the cost, because it's cool, because that place is where they did film Lost, so hopefully while I'm there, I will not be prepared. If I meet one of them, I will not be scared. Yes, I will be really cool and just ask them conversations and not look like a fool. All right, I'll say okay. I will move to Hawaii and become a valet.
Sorry that I'm feeling sour. I've been in Hawaii and I'm taking 2 hours. Yeah, man, and I'm really start to act violent. 2 hours and I've been over the whole island. Yeah, oh man, I'm feeling real shocked. I do not like hula music and I don't like classic rock. But I guess, oh man, I am not prepared. I just gotta dig in the dirt and wear this shirt.
Okay, I see you're glossing over in your eyes. You're here in Hawaii new, no surprise. It is no lies. If you wanna have fun, listen to my advice before I am done. You gotta do some shit doggy style like a beagle. Gotta do some shit that's a little illegal. You know what I mean? You go far like here. Go into the semi-parked car. It's just a little illegal. A little illegal. To have fun in Hawaii, it's a little illegal. It's just a little illegal. A little illegal. To have fun in Hawaii, it's a little illegal.
Okay, boom. Yeah. I got that last take. Why? Gonna go across the street, see my castmate. Yeah, we're gonna go far. Hang out with my dude from Lost, man. Get some bars. Get some bars. Yeah, man. On that beat. Why? Traffic light. Gonna cross the street. I'm like, oh, man. This dude ain't caring. Why, man? I don't like it. He's freaking staring.
Oh, man. Hi. Oh, man. Oh, man. Hi. Oh, I can't breathe. I can't sigh. Man, I do not want to blink and close my eyes.
A thought bubble appears over his head. Dude, that shit, that's a little illegal. You won't be dead. Yeah, a little illegal across this Hawaiian nation. Why don't you start ahead of an awkward contrived conversation?
Hey, you're that guy from the show. Yeah, you play a part that I know. Wow, wow, you are such a pro. Sorry that you lost to that other schmo.
Man, I don't want to cause a fight with my castmate. And also, you got a green light.
I don't care, I don't care. I am barely even lethal. Man, I'm just chilling, doing some illegal.
A little illegal. Yeah, a little illegal.
I'ma sit at a green light, chilling and regal. Oh man, you and me will have a conversation. I'll be chilling right out here in this Hawaiian nation.
On this pineapple plantation. My name is Harley.
Are you sure? Are you sure? See, because pretty sure your name fucking Hurley.
Nah, man, he ain't Hurley. He got kicked off the show too, girly. Yeah, I gave him swirly, and then I'm like, nah, man, gonna give him a quirly.
I hope that I'm not early. You know I'm gonna win. I'm a new character known as Harley Quinn. Yeah, you know this thing looks phallic. I'm holding here, it's a big ass fucking mallet. God damn, you know I'm not a jokester. I hope that they introduce the fucking Joker. Yes, you know you shouldn't rob me. That's more than a little illegal. And I'm Margot Robbie. Ooh.
Yo, okay, I'm really liking rapping. Doing a little illegal, I'll be kidnapping. Taking all these actors. Yeah, I am a factor. Oh, taking them back here to my pad.
Another thought bubble. Hey man, you should stop. This is the kind of shit that I would call the cops. I said keep it small to all of y'all. This is the kind of shit you're not having.
Fucking be bold. Be bold, man. What's the fact, kid? We need to have the band practice. Yeah, man, we're gonna abuse it. Why? Cause we're gonna write all this freaking music.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll pay any cost. I kidnapped the whole cast of fucking Lost. Yeah, man, I'ma make them all big old stars. Yeah, we're playing classic music and you're on the guitar. Yeah, you're on the guitar. And you're on the drum. Oh, and if you don't do it, then I'm breaking your thumb. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm feeling real glum because I'm just out of college and I don't know where I'm going.
Where I'm going? Where I'm going? Give you that stuff, man, because I am showing. Why, man? You know, I am freaking Haitian. It's cool. We got all these people. Give us information. Information for them songs. Yes, because we're going to hit all this big-ass bong. Big-ass bong. Then we're going to torture these dudes, get information for these songs.
Oh, then I'm waking up really clear. Oh, man. Oh, I'm seeing something right here. Oh, man. Oh, it's early in the day. I am chilling in this blue shirt, chilling as a valet. All right. all right, let's get in, bro. Oh, really quick, I don't remember lowering the window, cause I don't wanna get locked out. Oh man, I don't wanna hear somebody shout. That's my rental car, man, I cannot go anywhere, now I am not getting far. That's my rental car, man, you are pain in the ass. If I didn't lower it, I'd break in the glass.
Okay, okay, I'm here in Hawaii from the Mushroom Barrio. It's me, you know my name is Mario. Ooh man, you could play the valet part. Hey valet kid, why don't we have a game of Mario Kart? You and me, Mario Kart in real life. You could throw a bushel at me and cause some strife. I could be Mario, you could be Luigi. Let's get that sheet cleaner like it was a squeegee. What you say?
Well, I am not your equal, but I'm down for drag racing. That's doing something illegal. Oh. Yeah, just a little bit illegal.
Okay, three, yeah. Two, one, let's go.
Damn, didn't hit that part at the start, so I'll have that skid and ass cart. Okay, here we go. Oh, I am riding. Oh man, I'm chilling a Hawaiian rolls. Oh yeah, let me see, I'm gonna go hit this. Ooh-wee! Ooh, yes, yes, I'm in a cabana right over here. I got a line of bananas, throwing them, throwing them, throwing them, squeak. Oh yeah man, every day, every week,
hey, to get hyped up listening to classic rock. Gotta get an item with that question block. Ooh, ooh, you know I do it the most. I'm gonna steal your item when I get that ghost, that ghost, that
oh
ghost,
yeah, but I did a crime. Oh, that is not a question, man, it is a mine. Boom, boom, up in the room. Yeah, man, go ahead and bring it to the doom.
Yes, cause I got this song. I am Dr. Peace Kong, and I'm gonna hit this bomb, and all these dudes are wrong. Boom, 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 boom. Kinda chunky, big as monkey. So impressed, see this girl, she's in a freaking dress.
Yeah, I'm in a dress on the beach. I'm a princess, you could call me Peach. Oh yes, it is nice to meet ya. I'm a peach, but I'm not gonna be sweet, brah. Oh yeah, what the hell, I'm finna fake ya with a fucking blue shell. God damn, I'm flying high. I do them tricks when I press the button. Why?
Why am I so frightening? I'm in the back, so I'm gonna cause that lightning. Yeah, make everybody small, and then I'm taking them over, and I'm breaking the wall. Yeah, breaking the wall, the fourth wall. Oh, I'm in this game, and I'm gonna just ball. Yeah, I'm in this race, I'm gonna go from the last to the first place. First place, first place, first place. That's what I'm gonna do every single case.
Okay, we have had some Nintendo power, but the race is over. It hasn't even been 2 hours. This island's so small. I guess that's the end of a Mario Kart ball. Okay, Red Rover, I guess it's time for game over.
I think trying to have this drink. Oh man, don't wanna be rude. Don't like this band full of dudes. Nah, wanna hear that regal, fucking Eagles. Yeah, what's that turning? I wanna hear that music, Journey. I will be the boss, gonna bull these dudes, playing lost songs. Hey, fuck these dudes. Nah man, they college rubes. What's that last? Fuck that ass. I'll fucking throw my beer glass, and I'll throw that fucking fast. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, okay.
Get kicked out of room.
I know you don't like the music that we place, but we are in a haste of post-college malaise. Yeah, I put up walls like a fort, playing anachronistic music at Aqua Coconut Resort.
Okay, I think you're a trying, but maybe you can play music traditional Hawaiian.
Sure, sure, I can play some hula music, but did you see in season 6 when the Smoke Monster, that was some cool shit, that Smoke Monster, yeah, that really rocks. J.J. Abrams, his mystery box, Smoke Monster, yeah, that's really neato. Scored by the homie Michael Giacchino. Yeah, I quote his score. I quoted a bit and I quoted some more. We play the end theme on this guitar. Oh my god, I feel like I'm a star.
Right on vacation, had to leave. I'm chilling at Aqua Coconut Resort. I barely breathe. Oh man, oh man, I think I got you. Walking up here, I'm hanging out with my daughter. Alright, I'm not in good shape, and that's a fact. On the way here, I probably had like 5 heart attacks. But we're on our ideal vacation. So if I decease, this is the place that I wanna be in the nation.
Yes, I wanna tell you, stop eating. That food is so greasy. You caught them. congestive heart failure, and diabetes. Yeah, you need to get that shit, man. You got them. Why? Go on that diet. Call it Atkins.
No, please, please be quiet. Go ahead and shut your dentals. Oh, man, this place is great. They offer breakfast continental.
Continental, nah, man.
In my face, I'm stuffing, stuffing, stuffing.
Nah, man, you need to eat. Have the fucking ruffins.
No, I'm just eating muffins, chocolate, and blueberry. I do not even care.
Nah, Dad, this kind of scary. No.
Oh, man, no. What is happening? Oh, no, this light is so enrapturing. But, oh, don't want to risk going to hell, so I will just stay on this plane and haunt this hotel. Haunt this hotel. How do I do that? I was a nice guy, maybe a little fat.
Okay, it's nice to meet you. I'm a ghost too, it's sure. See, I'm the character just kicked off. Call me Hurley. And now we're both ghosts in this hotel. And we're floating, floating, floating. We floating so well. Step one of being a ghost is being spooky. Step two, hey man, put down that cookie.
No, I can't eat it. It goes through my face.
Yeah, that's right.
Every cookie I try to eat in this place.
Yeah.
What the hell? I'm feeling so fucking gory. I cannot eat cookies. This is a shitty purgatory.
But it's a ghost story. We've gotta learn your lesson. Put down that human cookie. Yeah, you should not be stressing. You shouldn't cause inhuman food messin'. It's time to make a poltergeist shit. Yeah, you know we flip the
hey, what's
switch.
Up, man? Hey. My dude, man. Yeah, his name is Harley. I'm also a fat ghost. My name is Chris Farley.
What?
Yeah.
Chris Farley from SNL?
Yep.
SNL didn't go to hell.
Ah.
Yeah, man, that's my story. Made people laugh, got stuck in purgatory.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe we're not asking the right questions. Maybe we're still here because we haven't really learned our lesson. And here is something else, man. It is kind of frightening. What if the reason that we are not getting enlightened? Yep, we are here and we are in our time. What if we have actually been ghosts
the whole time?
So, I mean, that's kind of my spec script for how Lost should end. I did it while I was 7 or 8 months taking a stay for my sister in Oahu.
That's really cool. You know, after people, you know, sort of heard about it, the war in Iraq ended.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Peace.
And I just want to be clear, Oahu, that's Ouahu.
Purgatory is filled with vows.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's how you butt in the scene. That's how you butt on the scene.
Beautiful on the scene.
That's how you butt on the scene.
Patrick, we hope that was more pleasurable to you than your actual trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, I lived there. Weird to call it a trip, but yeah.
You know, okay. Your 7 month trip,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, your casual vacation. Mm-hmm.
Casual vacation.
Yeah, casual vacation.
Casual vacation.
I'm from Hawaii. This is how we talk.
It's a bit bitter. It's a bitter.
Patrick, that was such a fun story. Thanks so much for coming on.
That was super great to just have you guys rap at me. That was awesome.
We rapped at you.
Yeah.
Rap you've at you. Been rapped.
For those of you at home, Patrick is sitting in a corner and we're all just kind of like aggressively towering
just
over him.
Just like yeah. They're standing and I'm sitting. Yeah. It's not even on a chair. Yeah. I'm just in
the
corner.
The ground.
That's right.
On the ground.
One might call it a rapture. Mm-hmm. That is the rapture.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's the
it's
rap
no
chair.
Purgatory is full of vowels, but it's, yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh,
chewer.
Notes
hey, you know
in
what?
The scene.
I'll take the win.
Notes
take
in the scene.
Yeah, Greg Smith will be giving me notes after.
Yes, yes, yes. Everyone has many notes, especially our producer, Ryan. So many notes. Patrick, anything you want to plug? We mentioned the Nintendo Cartridge Society. You have another podcast, right?
I do. It is Same Day Shipping. We do relationship stuff about fictional stuff. We geek out over real love and fake relationships. So check that out.
Check out both those dope podcasts. Anything else you want to plug?
No, that's good.
I love it.
Cool.
I want to plug you being a sweetheart.
Oh, I want to plug our upcoming date.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I booked us two tickets to, Hawaii.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Staying at the Aqua Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Aqua Coco Resort.
Coca Banana.
Banana.
So thank you for joining Dope Town. And as we always say, Greg.
As we always say at the end of Dope Town 3000, open up a window, because sometimes a breath of fresh air is better than any door.
Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown.
See you next time.
You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown.
See you next time.
How do you like me now? Maybe as a child.
Hey, Clams. It's Lindsay and Angela. Welcome to the Clam Bake.
You know, the opposite of a sausage fest.
We explore what it means to be a feminist today.
We're coming back from our post-season one hiatus with a very special live show as part of the LA Film Festival, and we'd love to see you there.
It's Tuesday, September 25th at 7:30 p.m. and there are gonna be trucker hats given out. Get ready to win.
Woohoo! So join us in some much needed patriarchy smashing live Tuesday, September 25th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available online at filmindependent.org.
Can't wait to see you there. Bye, Clamps.
Bye.
Campfire.